welcome you into my podcast today, Mein Musikleben. I have studied classical singing and music, and nowadays I sing so much contemporary and experimental music. And if you would like to know more about me, please look at my website, www.irenekurka.de. And I cordially welcome you to subscribe to my monthly newsletter. In this podcast, I talk around themes all around contemporary experimental music. I share with you the behind the scenes, the insider knowledge, and I really want to bring you the human beings out of this new music world closer to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to me and also writing me some feedback. I'm cooperating with NMZ, Neue Musikzeitung, which is an amazing German music newspaper. And today is, a very special episode. It's an episode I have been doing for my German audience, I think for 3 or 4 years now, that I look back at my year. And since I've been presenting one English episode a month and you're listening to it, and I'm so proud of it, and my podcast is now listened to worldwide, that this decision to do monthly English episodes, brings so much back to me, and that I can connect with you throughout the world. I'm so thankful for this. And this is why I now choose also to share a more personal episode with you, to say thank you, to show a little about me, even though I think maybe two of the anniversary podcasts, when my podcast gets another year, I think two of them are in English. So you could also get to know me better if you want to listen to those. So I really say thank you that you're here with me, that you're listening to me. I also wish you a wonderful Merry Christmas, or I hope you had a Merry Christmas. And I also wish you a Happy New Year, Happy 2025. When I do this looking back, it's exciting and fulfilling for me to realize what has happened, what I have experienced, and also how rich my year was and how rich my life is. And I think looking back and reflect could be also worthwhile for you. Because I think sometimes we live and we move from one project to another, and then we don't realize what is really happening and how much it gave us or showed us. And I think we can enjoy it even more if we are also aware of it, what really is great and awesome in our life, or what great things already showed up. So one thing that happened to me was that my old web designer, who was responsible for my website for, I think, 12 years, he quit the business. He's now doing something else. And so he told all his clients, we need to find another solution. And he also said to me, Irene, you need a new website. Nobody wants to work and kind of struggle through what I have built. So you should build a new one. And then I also realized what a great job he did throughout all the years, because my website is quite big and quite complex. But I found a very wonderful web designer close by here in Essen, Chrissy Bertram, and she did an amazing job. So please go there. And I think she structured it nicely. It looks great. And also, I already had this idea that I needed new pictures, because the old ones were already 5 years old. And I mean, I like them, but we are changing. And so I felt, in a way, this is not me anymore. I need something that really represents me, who I am now. And then my web designer, the new one, recommended me this photographer, Tanja Demann in Mülheim. And so I went there and I liked those pictures a lot. So that was a big step. Lots of work, some financial investment, but it's worth it. As I mentioned, this podcast went English and went international, and I'm very, very thankful for that. I'm thankful that we can connect here and really throughout the world. I'm amazed in what countries people are interested in contemporary music or in my work or in my podcast. And so thank you so, so much. In the summertime, I tried out one thing the first time. I think in the last two summers, I didn't broadcast anything because there was always a decline in the downloads in the summertime. And then in September, it would go up again. And so I think for 2 years, I just didn't send anything because I also need to plan my time. And it's good also to have a time where I'm not podcasting. And this summer, I tried out the thing with the best of episodes, which I've done before in January. But this time I did it in the summer because this is much less work than producing a new episode. And that was a success. I had great downloads in the summertime. And when I choose those best of episodes, I choose it that I see which episodes have gotten the most downloads. And then I, pick 3 or 4, how many I need. It was exciting for me also to sing a lot with Martin Wistinghausen. He's a bass singer. And we have a duo for soprano and voice, which is a great combination. I think I don't know any other ensembles so singing this combination. And it's fascinating because they have a big, huge range because of his low bass voice and my high soprano voice. And there's also this area where Martin sings and has falsetto and I sing in my chest voice, but it really melts nicely and it has almost an androgyne sound. So I was excited about that and I would love to sing even more with Martin because I enjoy the work with this duo. And if you also would like to write a piece for us, just get in touch. And those concerts were kind of exciting because in this time we had a train strike with the Deutsche Bahn and we had concerts that were not close by and we always had to figure out how to get there. If there are maybe some trains going or then I also one time I took a bus, a Flixbus. So that was, very exciting not to know if we could even make the concert. And it was the time when the strike really, blew up. But I think afterwards, finally they found a solution. The other interesting concert or performance was at a poetry slam in Bamberg at the Villa Concordia, where Nora Gomringer invited me. And those poetry slams, I was then the featured artist and I performed to texts by authors who have been stipends at the Villa Concordia before to have the connection also to Villa Concordia. And I was then the featured artist. And it was very interesting because they have rituals in this poetry slam competition. This was the semi-final. And also they had a big, huge applause and they kind of really pushed the applause very high to greet everyone who comes on stage. And they also did it when I was to sing. And because of this poetry slam, I also thought of the kind of singer battle in the medieval ages. And so since I also do medieval music, I started with Hildegard von Bingen, which is you have to be very quiet and have a very quiet point in your, inside yourself. And then there was this big, huge applause, this lots of energy. And even though that was exciting, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, how do I get to Bingen? And I really had to calm myself down even more, kind of change the energy in the room, and then start with Hildegard von Bingen. And then I realized that when we perform our music, that usually there is a friendly applause, a friendly greeting, applause when we come on stage. But on the other hand, it's not too overwhelming and it's also kind of neutral so that we can, when we are the artist and come to stage, we just can set the stage or the energy, the expression. And I realized now in some other areas it's different. I mean, when people do pop music, there's always this crazy audience. And to make realize, okay, how do I sing if I get greeted in this way and not in the way how I'm used that people greet me with their applause. Yeah, I had another great performance in Braga, close to Porto in Portugal, with Cristina Vanzu and John Ossa Bennett. And that was amazing because it was a kind of a old-fashioned, historic, very cute and beautiful theater with 900 people in the audience. And that's just great. And also with the vacations I had this year, I was at the North Sea, I was in Sardinia, and I was in Porto. I realized, or maybe it's just also the phase in my life that I'm in, that when I get also still and much more calm and relaxed, that I feel more what I really, really want, and that somehow I can attract it even more than being just doing, being busy. And yeah, so there is a change in me. I think I've always been a very busy bee, and it's not that I'm lazy. I think I'm still quite busy, but yeah, something has changed, and I like it because I feel myself more, I'm more aware what I want, what I don't want, and I go for it, and it's smoother. I really like it. Well, in October, I've done my own little festival called Singing Future with the amazing countertenor Daniel Gloger, and we premiered music by Daria Maminova and Christoph Okeman. And the fall was also interesting, and I'm sure you know those periods as a musician. It was very packed. It was very full. And there were times I'm like, I'm not going to make it, because you learn new music, and especially when you sing premieres like me, and you sing lots of premieres, and how then happens, all premieres, whatever, the scores come late, and you're like, oh, how do I get this done? And sometimes I was like, okay, I don't know. But I'm a big fan of, for me, it works so well to do those little steps, to practice every day, to get in touch with those pieces and just keep going. And somehow, miraculously, it always works. And yeah, but there are times I'm... it seems unbelievable to me that it works. And this is how especially the fall was. And but then when you go through it, it's fun, and you're like, wow, I did this now. Wow, this was really a lot. This was really difficult, and I did it. Wow. And I also was very lucky that a lot of pieces came to me, or I got pieces to sing I always wanted to sing. I did Vanitas by Salvatore Sciarrino. I did Kafka Fragments by Kurtak. And then I jumped in Schönberg, Opus 10. I learned this piece in 10 days, but, and it was crazy because, as I said, my fall was already loaded. But I always wanted to sing this piece. I'm like, I somehow have to get it done. And I really liked it because it really opened my soul, and the musicians who I got to perform with were so good. And I'm so thankful that I did this. And I also was in Luxembourg at Rainy Days. This is a new music festival there, and Catherine Kons is curating it. And I was there for many reasons in Luxembourg, because I'm also performing a solo piece in 2025 with Leo Muir. And so we already looked at the room, what is possible. And there was a photo shooting for 25. Then I also got asked to do a podcast cooperation. And I'm usually not so keen on that. But in this case, I have had the feeling with Catherine Kons, we're totally on one wavelength. And so I took it on, and it was a bliss. I enjoyed the interview with her. I enjoyed the other three interviews I did for Rainy Days. I enjoyed and felt so appreciated by the whole team who I got in touch with. And yeah, I think if it's really a match, I wouldn't mind a cooperation. But it really has to be a match. And yeah, so that was also very, very great. And then since I already was in Luxembourg and they were doing this great piece, Sheer Frost Ensemble, by Marina Rosenfeld, the piece with the 17 e-guitars and the nail polish. And they were still looking for women who could perform this piece. And since I already was there and I knew the timing, I'm like, Catherine, I'm there. I can be part of it. And so I was part of this piece by Marina, and she led it on so nicely. It was a great rehearsal and the piece is great. And it's one of those feminist pieces, and yeah, really great, happy and fulfilled that I got to do this and I got to meet Marina, who's just amazing. So that was also another big, big gift for me. Another change that happened was that since this year I also have voice online students from Canada and the United States. I'm also very thankful for that. So if you're interested, you could also get in touch with me. Or if there's anything in my work you're interested, yeah, reach out to me. And the last thing I would like to mention, I don't know how it is in other countries, but here in Germany, they're talking a lot about decreasing the money for arts, all the funding. And we have some great lobbyists. They're doing great, great work. Some cities are doing great work. Many people also went really on the street and demonstrated. So I'm very proud that we speak up and we say, well, art and music is important. And I keep my fingers crossed that we will be heard and that we can keep going. And I also believe, or I wish so much, that we also get the funding, the money we have earned because we do such great work. And I mean, we also, whatever, have to pay our rent, our living, our food. And I think we have it earned so much. And in Germany, it is if you're on a contract, whatever, with an opera house or so, or in most other jobs, there is a automatic decrease in money, or there is a thing that kind of balances the inflation. But for freelancing people, at least until now, there is nothing. So we have to speak up. And so I keep my fingers crossed so much for that. And you can also tell me how that is in your country. So I wish you all that you can do all your great projects, that maybe you also can look back at a very rich year with great performances, with great traveling, great encounters with amazing people. I mean, we are so many amazing people in the scene or even outside. I know that my podcast is also listened to people who are interested or get them interested for contemporary music and then suddenly show up at concerts, which I really also appreciate a lot. And so Merry Christmas. Whenever you hear this, Happy New Year, Happy 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in today into my podcast, listening to it. Thank you for recommending it. Thank you for all the whatever reviews or stars you give me to make this podcast even more visible, even more successful. And I wish you all the best. Live your music, live your life, and see you next time. Yours, Irina.